We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Excited to welcome to the show Illinois State Representative Darren Bailey. Representative Bailey, thank you for coming on the show today and squeezing us in. It's a busy day.
Yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity to be here again.
Yeah, so this HB 2495 and then this other one, what we haven't really talked about on this show, HB 2467, is the Parent Notice of an Abortion Act. They're trying to repeal that. Is there a good turnout in Springfield today?
Oh, absolutely. We had that 5 buses from my district show up here today. I mean, they are expecting in excess of 5,000 people. And by the looks of the halls, the way things are filling up, I believe we're going to have that easily. So, and we kind of amped it up a little bit this year. We asked people, you know, typically I get flooded with calls and stops. And I said, you know what? Stop by and say hi. That's fine. But we need to go to the other end of the hall and we need to start visiting the offices of those who think this is okay. And, you know, in a kind way, share with them, tell them why. You disagree with this.
Yeah, absolutely. My representative in District 112, Katie Stewart, is a co-sponsor of this bill. And if you are one of her constituents in the Madison County area where she is and you haven't contacted her yet, you need to have your voice be heard. Same for all the other representatives around our listening area who are Democrats who could support this. Everybody needs to be on record. So tell me about what is taking place. What is this event today in Springfield? Why are people there?
Well, this is a pro-life rally. Illinois Family Institute is the one that's kind of organized it. Illinois Family Action, Illinois Right to Life. So you got to David Smith and Ralph Rivera and his groups, and they're here today. And it's interesting, as timely as, you know, once a year they come here about this time of year and do a rally, show up and visit the offices and encourage people to vote life and to honor life. And so who would have thought the timing, only God can do that, that we'd be talking about such disgusting and horrible bills. And so, that's exactly what the event is. It's been an annual event. I don't know that it's been well attended the last couple of years. You know, that's, people tend to get busy and occupied with life. But people of the church, we're waking up and we're realizing we've got to speak up. And we are finding out that calling, so Katie Stewart's office, call her Springfield office, call her local office. Let them know your thoughts, because these masses of people coming out, you know, are shifting bills. It is working on even on other bills.
Yeah, it is absolutely imperative that people do reach out to their representatives. What can you tell me from where you sit, as somebody who gets to sit as in and represent the people of your district in the General Assembly, about HB 2495? Just give me an overarching view of what this bill is looking to do.
Well, I want to make sure that I don't get them turned around, but mm-hmm. I believe this is the one that basically all along Governor Pritzker's, you know, applauded all these other states passing their abortion bills, and he continues to say, I will do more. And this bill will allow all the way up to a baby being born. Somebody decides what non-viable is. So any form of a disease, Down syndrome, anything that's abnormal, the baby would lay there, and the mother, you know, would decide if they want to keep it or not. And then at that point, they would, resuscitate and offer life. And I mean, it's disgusting to even have this conversation that anyone would even, who thinks of this stuff?
Yeah. You know, have you had conversations across the aisle about these bills?
Yeah, they will not. They're, right now, we're praying that eyes are opened and something changes. But by very well-meaning people.
Do they get it? I mean, it's
party lines. It's money. Money speaking. They're all worried about re-election. Even Mr. Madigan, who controls this process. He touts himself as a Catholic believer, and I can't imagine how he's able to get away with this. But basically, these people walk in step, or they won't be receiving any help. And that's what this is turned into. And I mean, it's just disgusting.
I'm looking at IllinoisRightToLife.org right now. Here's a couple things it lists that HB 2495 would do. The other one is the one that repeals the Parental Notification Act. 2495, which is just reprehensible to me. Here's a few things it lists. Entirely repeals the Illinois abortion law of 1975 and creates a fundamental right to abortion with no restrictions or limitations for any reason throughout the full 9 months of pregnancy. Another thing it does, allows for non-doctors to do surgical abortions. This includes, but is not limited to, physicians, advanced practice, registered nurses, physicians, assistants, or a person acting under the supervision of one of those. Another thing, mandates, this is terrifying to me, mandates that all private health insurance plans cover abortions without any restrictions. Doesn't that include our public workers, our government workers who are going to have tax dollars that are going to help pay for these, contribute to these types of insurance plans that are going to, without restriction, allow for abortions?
Yep, that it does. That it does.
How do the people, how do the Democrats, do they get this? Have they read the bill? Do they understand what this is asking for and they're still okay with it?
Well, that's interesting because last week when the LGBT curriculum bill passed, the day before, I was with one of the men. I was actually with him in a Bible study, and it was brought up that about the range of this curriculum bill running all the way from K through 12. And he raised his head up and he says, "That doesn't include kindergarten," and he had no idea. And he was sick whenever he heard that. And his comment was, "Well, I'm sure glad that I send my kids to private school, so I don't have to put up with this stuff." But his I don't want to mention the name, but he ended up voting for the bill anyway. So
wow.
That's what we're up against.
Wow. And, it's real privilege to be able to afford to send your kids to private school, but we are all funding public education.
Thank you.
And that's not something that should have to be bargained based on privilege lines.
I'm here to fight for the young people, for everyone. And when a travesty like this takes place and we disagree with it, shame on us for ignoring it and allowing it, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, the last thing that HB 2495 does, according to Illinois Right to Life, it repeals the Abortion Performance Refusal Act. What that means, that what is in place right now, the Abortion Performance Refusal Act, protects hospitals, physicians, and nurses who refuse to participate in abortions anyway. They want to take that away. They want to make it so that these medical professionals are unable to refuse to participate in these abortions. You want to talk about taking away people's choice.
Thank you. That's exactly what it does, is take that away. So that's a shame.
Well, State Representative Darren Bailey, we appreciate your time here. And if you've got a moment to take some photos and maybe send them our way, we'd love to publish them up on 971talk.com and share the effort that you and your colleagues that are fighting literally for life of the unborn. It's great to know that you're there doing that, and we need more. We need a lot more people getting behind you in this effort.
Well, thank you for your partnership, and through this show, I believe that's what we'll get. People got to rise up. They need to run for school boards, public offices, city halls, everything. We've got to get active, so thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. We'll speak to you soon, Representative.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.